USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, told NBC News' Meet the Press that while coronavirus trends give her great hope for slow reopenings over the next few months, many of the social distancing measures will be a constant fixture throughout the summer.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another.
Dr. Birx also addressed President Trump's recent musings about whether disinfectants or ultraviolet light could help as a treatment for those infected with the coronavirus.
It's not a treatment. What was missed is really important to figure out in the outside conditions. And I think I was reassured to see what impact sunlight has on the virus. That should be encouraging to all of us, but I think it's really important to see that direct sunlight may actually be able to kill the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Governors criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, for saying this week he would prefer states be able to declare bankruptcy rather than provide hundreds of billions of dollars in relief as state and local government revenue continues to dry up. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, called McConnell's suggestion outrageous and incredibly dangerous. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican and co-chair of the National Governors Association, said he thought McConnell probably would regret making that comment. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Touching your face can increase the risk of infection from many different viruses, including COVID-19, and studies have shown that people continue to touch their face more than 16 times an hour. And John Clements is here to report.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Heller of Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes. There are mucous membranes there at your tear duct where often you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, self-infect.
I'm John Clemens.
A federal judge said in a ruling that the Trump administration must make every effort to promptly and safely release children. Los Angeles-based U.S. District Judge Dolly G said the administration was again violating a longstanding agreement that generally compels the government to release migrant children detained at the border within 20 days. Plaintiffs represented by the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law alleged the coronavirus crisis has caused further delays in the mandated release of migrant children who could face increased risks of exposure in government-funded detention. Attorney Peter Shea said by email, this court order could very well prevent hundreds of children from becoming seriously ill with COVID-19 infections and even save some children's lives. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.